So what do you do when your milk comes in after a pregnancy loss? Hi, I'm Kim Kelly, Peer Support Coordinator at Heaven's Gain Ministry. Today, I'm joined by Jessica Grossheim, RN and lactation consultant. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I was really taken back when I had my first stillborn at 20 weeks that my milk came in. Can you tell us a little bit about what gestation a woman would expect that?
First of all, I would like to say that everything that we talk about here is not a replacement for talking to your doctor or medical provider. So we're not giving specific medical advice. But a woman who's never had a child before could expect her milk to come in if she has carried her baby to 16 weeks. If a mother has other older children before her loss, her milk could come in even earlier than that because her body just knows what to do with those hormones.
Wow, that's really good information. Thank you for that. So I was also very shocked by the extra layer of grief I felt when my milk came in. It was just another reminder that the baby wasn't there. So can you tell us some things that we can do to cope with that, or maybe help our milk to dry up faster, or different coping mechanisms?
After a loss, many women do have their milk come in, and it's often referred to as white tears, as your body is grieving and producing milk at the same time. So you have two choices. You can choose to either suppress your milk, which is to get your body to stop making milk, or you can pump your milk and donate it. Your body is going through the same hormonal changes as it would if you had had a live baby when you have a baby that is not alive. So when you are suppressing milk, you will want to wear a tight-fitting bra. You'll want to use ice packs for engorgement. You can also utilize the traditional cabbage leaves as long as they're washed and very clean because they can carry some bacteria. Or there's a new cream called Cabo, like cabbage cream, that you can use. It doesn't smell like cabbage, and you can just apply that ointment. There are also medications that you can utilize that you would need to talk to your doctor. So any kind of over-the-counter, like allergy or like a Benadryl medication that dries out your sinuses can also dry out your breast. But that's definitely something you need to talk to your doctor about. So pumping, on the other hand, would be encouraging your milk to come in so that you could donate it to other mothers who are in need. This can be considered a legacy for your baby. It's also a really great tool for your grief. So while you're producing milk, your body is producing oxytocin and pitocin. And those two hormones help with the feeling of well-being and peace. And oxytocin is often referred to as the love hormone. So some women have said that pumping after their loss has helped them with the depression, especially postpartum depression, but also the depression related to their loss because it's a very sad time. You would follow normal pumping protocol, and I would encourage you to reach out to a lactation consultant to do that. And the actual pumping can be therapeutic because you're making an appointment with yourself to grieve that baby. You're pumping and you have something regular that you can do by yourself that you can remember that baby. When you're pumping and donating your milk, you're also helping other mothers. So some women have said that they choose to do this because they want another mother to not experience the loss that they have, so that perhaps their milk could save the life of another baby.
That's such a beautiful way to look at that. Such a gift to another mom who may not be able to produce milk yet after she has a preterm baby or has a baby in the NICU. So that's a really beautiful thing to do. Who would we contact if we had a pregnancy loss and we wanted to donate our milk?
A lactation consultant would be happy to speak to you, someone who's experienced a loss, with any questions. Many lactation consultants have also experienced their own loss or have helped mothers through this before. We definitely want you to have your best health after your loss, and taking care of your lactation needs is part of the whole woman health program. Here in Ohio, we do have a mother's milk bank. I know not every state has one, but most do. The donation process is a little more stringent than just dropping your milk off somewhere. They do ask about medications that you might be on, brief health history, and these are just to protect babies, to make sure that any milk that's given is safe for them. I know here in Ohio, any woman who is a bereaved mother that wants to donate milk will be allowed to, even if she is taking a medication and her milk cannot be donated to the babies. They can use it for research on breast milk, and they can also use it for priming, any of the equipment that they use, because they do pasteurize the donated milk.
Thank you for that information. So you said earlier that if you choose to do the pumping, that it would be good to contact a lactation consultant. I never would have thought about that after a pregnancy loss. Is it appropriate to do that if we're having any kind of trouble, even if we choose not to donate milk? Is it an appropriate thing to do to contact a lactation consultant if we had any questions?
Yes, I would encourage all women after a loss to contact a lactation consultant with any questions that they might have. Most lactation consultants have helped women who are grieving the loss of their child or have experienced a loss themselves. Definitely don't want you to feel like you are alone, and would be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
And when would someone want to contact their doctor? If is there anything that we should be looking for, or anything that we should kind of have on our radar as to when we should call the doctor?
Any kind of symptoms of mastitis, which would include fever, any redness on the breast, if it feels warm to the touch, any hard lumps, discomfort, definitely fever, also flu-like symptoms. Often mastitis can happen very quickly and you just feel like you got hit by a bus, and just, whew, nobody wants that on top of grieving their baby.
Well, thank you, Jessica, so much for being here with us today. I think this is really good information. I've often said that knowledge is power. Our bodies are such amazing things, but sometimes after we lose a baby, we're just not sure what to do with what we're given. So thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Yes, every woman is so unique, and every loss story is so unique, and she can make her breastfeeding journey afterwards as unique as she wants it to be.